on your telephone. I really don't have anything to say. I just want you to know I dialed the fucking wrong number, and hey, shit is great.
It's uncategorical, a fuel-burning oracle, a phantasmagorical machine.
It's more than spectacular to use the vernacular.
It's wizard.
It's flashing.
It's keen.
Welcome to this week's Observatory Tape, brought to you by Paul Mac Presents, the people that care about nobody. No, actually, we are caring about you this week because, well, Bob can't. He's not here. Gee, I bet I know your immediate reaction. No, not Paul Mac. Anybody but Paul Mac. I heard him on the Arty Awards on just about every entertainment line in town, and I purposely avoided calling his line in North Hollywood just so that I couldn't hear that squeaky, stupid, idiotic voice anymore. Well, you're going to hear me this week on Observatory. Now, I want to tell you all, we're going to have blasts and loads and piles of steaming brown moist and brilliance. We're going to be loving it here on Observatory. And hey, I don't want to get out of proportion or off the edge, but I just want to say Bob is out somewhere doing major stuff. And if you want to know, I think I'll just conjure up the good old Mac Chow to preempt this week's Observatory tape, and he'll tell us what exactly the guy's doing with whoever and whatever. Yeah, so anyway, this is Paul saying we've got stuff, we've got production, we're going to blow Observatory away this week with more film-listed fun. That's right. You know, this song's really been bugging me. I've always wanted it to say something different, something important, a real message. Shine, Observatory. Let's go for the gold. Let's go for the brilliance. Let's go for the stuff. Hit it, gang. These are my boys. They work for free.
It's Karen, great Paul, Dad, the Divine Flat, nah. Barbara, the name's yours. You are now Barbara 29, the Queen Flat. The name is yours. That is, unless people feel free to call me that. But in any event, first thing I'd like to say is last night I saw the Grateful Dead. And, man, a great show, boys. Great show. To Bob 213, they're talking about you saying you want to get to heaven. Well, if you want to get to heaven, you got to raise a little hell. To Sean Beverly Hills, come on, dude. You never ate at Chasen's or any of those places. I mean, shit. The other day, and you don't even reside at Palm Springs half the time or travel around Europe. Because the other day I was waiting for the bus because my Mercedes broke down, and I saw you waiting in line at the Salvation Army Soup Kitchen on Victory near, you know, near Van Nuys Boulevard, and you were waiting in line to go get some soup, and I asked you where you were staying, and you were saying you were sleeping at the missions because you have no place to sleep. So come on, who are you trying to kid? I'm sorry I had to ruin your whole rap, but, you know, I hate liars. To Mickey Canoga, I just gotta say one thing, and that's bullshit, man. Don't give me this fucking rap where you called up and this and that, because you don't call up on the phone to get government assistance. You have to go down and fill out papers, and the papers take time to file, and you have to have someone go over your case. So, you know, knock this shit off. Fuck. To that C-something dude. Yes, I'm very proud of my name, especially because of reactions from people like you. I love reactions. And last but not least, I'd like to say hello to Gypsy. That's about it. Until then, later days and better lays. I love Gypsy.
I fucking love it. This is Wolfman Jack from Granada Hills. I'd like to talk about Gary Dodson, man. He goes back to prison for a rape he didn't commit, man. He did not commit the rape. I only hope that Republican Governor Thompson gives him a full pardon, man. Cause like he didn't really do it. And it's only conclusive, man, from all the evidence you get on the news about it.
Anyway, I'd like to once again thank everyone who voted for me for Best Male Caller of 1984 on the Artie Awards. And I've hung up my little award there on the wall in my house. It's really neat. I want to thank everybody, the committee, all the comment lines out there, the runners, and it's just been fantastic. Anyway, take care. This has been Wolfman Jack from
Granada Hills.
Bye.
Hi, this is Mickey, not the slut JC Jr. Canoga, but you can call me Ray. C-3PO, I'm not a slut, neither is Gypsy, but here's how it goes. It's Mickey, not the slut, Gypsy, the what? Karen, the slut, Barbara 31, the wannabe slut, Bob Hollywood, the no smoking law also goes for restaurants. Two-thirds of the restaurants are reserved for non-smokers. Besides Bob, the smog, exhaust fumes, and chemicals in the food you eat are more detrimental to your health than the smoke from my cigarette. And as the saying goes, please hold your breath while I smoke. Purple Pie Man, how can you teach birth control to people who don't even know how they get pregnant? These are uneducated, uncivilized people, and they have no idea how they get pregnant. And what kind of birth control do you suggest? There's no logical method for these people. Besides, overpopulation is not the problem. And when I spoke to William Wilde, he had a better way to express my point. The worst way of life in America is probably a Skid Row bum, and even a Skid Row bum has a better life than an Ethiopian. And, Ashley Northridge. You never did acknowledge my proposition. Do you want to bump pussies or not?
Ooh.
Hello to Karen and Gypsy and Mickey's Town, Purple Pine Man, everybody else. I haven't fucked off in a while since Liz left me, and I've been getting kind of lonely and kind of antsy, so I'm going to fuck off. This has been Nikki, not the sweat, JC Jr., Canoga.
Well, hello, everyone. It's Kitsy. And Nikki Canoga, your ignorance can only make me laugh. If you actually think that we believe that you called at the welfare office, first of all, they only played recordings, and told them you wanted to get on welfare, and they said, yes, ma'am, we'll send you the forms, plus your first and last month's check. Come on. Get a grip, okay? And just because you're in love with foreigners doesn't mean that the whole United States should be in love with all the foreigners also. Karen, why did you have to go and confess about Manson? You know, Manson's watching, and you better believe he has powers. Bob, if it's not one thing, it's 20 million others. Oh, God, I'm so sick of hearing you babble. But if you didn't babble, you wouldn't be Bob. So I think we should call you Babbling Bob. Anyways, I just wanted to say, Nikki, that I, for one, think that that was a pretty funny joke. You called welfare and they're sending you the forms. Well, when you get on it, why don't you take us all out to lunch? Since, you know, $300 is enough to feed everyone and their mother, right? Bye.
Hello, this is Purple Pie Man, and I'm glad to be a citizen of the most charitable country in the world, America. Yes, everybody is doing their bit for Ethiopia. They're doing the Latin American version, the heavy metal version, the We Are the World version. Everybody, the gospel singers are going to do theirs now. You're going to have opera singers in it, and you're going to have country music. That's because we are all so charitable. You know, the best thing about this is we should send food to those guys, and we should take care of them, because if we want to keep them over there, goddamn, we don't want a nigger living next door to us, because we'd have to give them a damn job, you know? That would be a bitch, you know? I mean, that's the last thing in the world we want to put up with, but let's give them food and let's take care of them, you know. I mean, my daughter better not marry one. Hey, I don't have a daughter. Which reminds me, never, never, ever, if you go to Ethiopia and you're with a girl, never have her say, eat me, because you might take her seriously, you know. Anyway, that's about, I mean, what I'm really trying to say in a fun way is that this charity bit, come on, we are so into giving people food. We're so into giving them just the basic things so they can exist in poverty, but we're not giving them what they really need. We're not giving them jobs. We're not giving them training. We're not giving them any of these things. What do you think the third world hates America so much for? It's because we don't give them. We just give them our hand-me-downs. The food we give them, we wouldn't eat. Sure, it's, I mean, like, if you've ever got into one of these missions, maybe out in L.A. or in the valley, and you see what a lot of these bums are given to eat. I mean, the stuff is shit that you wouldn't dare eat. And we think we're so nice because we give them all this rejected food that we don't want while we're sitting down eating our steaks. You know, come on. What does this charity all mean? It's a way that we can feel, you know, that we are doing something good, and we don't have to feel guilty that there are people less fortunate than ourselves. That way, you know, we can give them a nickel or a dime or a quarter or a dollar, but we really don't want to associate with them. Would you associate with Ethiopians if they live next to you? Would you associate, I mean, how many of you really want to be involved with, quote-unquote, the less fortunate people that are so charitable? I mean, you'll buy a record and you'll give them your money, but how many of you really want to be involved with them? Don't waste your time. You know, they're not as good as you. They wear, you know, torn clothes and hand-me-downs, and they look like shit every day, and they stink. So what do you want to have anything to do with them for? Just feed them so they stay out of your hair. And that's what I think charity really revolves around sometimes. I don't think everybody that gives, by the way, feels that way. I think there are some very good-intentioned people. And those are the people that should be commended, because they don't just give their money, they give their time and their love. If you give your time and your love, I think you're great. But if you just hand in a dollar to resolve your guilt, then, well, whatever. This is Purple Pie Man saying, I've given you enough shit for this week. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Purple, baby, how are you? You know, speaking of doing hit songs, I've been responsible for a few myself, of course, with Diller and, well, various other sort of fruitcakes, but I had a great idea. How about all of the major phone people get together and we do a song for let's see, the non-talkers. That's it, the non-talkers. That way we can buy them some vocal cords. And what was that? Huh? I've not the non- What about Brian Feedback? That wouldn't it? Let's get on with this.
When E.F. Hutton speaks, people
have diarrhea, irregularity.
My name's Kelly Phipps, and I'm contestant number 23 in your radio talent search. And my talent is, I'm going to play the guitar and keep time with the zipper on the fly on the front of my pants. And I think I'm one of the few people that can do this. Okay, one, two, three. All right. Okay, here we go. One, two, three.
Ow! Ow! Fuck! Shit! Ow! Ow! Oh, God! Son of a bitch! Ow!
Okay, this is Apollo Bratto Waladu Hasbin. I am here to bring you side two at 702-0429, which is the observatory line. Now make the music work.
Hello, Bob. This is Tex from the Supersound Telephone Network. You know that crazy line out in the 213 area code? 3990996. Well, first off, I'd like to say, hey, I called your third line and it's good. You can only get better from here. I thank you for putting it up because, after all, there is more to telephone entertainment than just news, comments, and conference lines. Keep up the good work. Hope to be hearing some more good stuff from you on that line. Hey, I'd like to thank Mr. Nino Telephone and Mr. Rich Calcom for plugging my number on their comment lines. It brought me a lot of calls, and I'm very thankful to them. They're really top-notch cool guys. So are you, Bob. To Barbara, or whoever the young lady was that wondered if Mr. Wilde had anything to do with my telephone line, no, he does not. But the gentleman has quite a sufficient amount of talent. He could probably run his own line if he wanted to. And I got a couple questions for you. What happened to Brian Feedback's lines? They're all down. What's the scoop? And can you give me the number of the party line? I have not been able to locate that number. And are there any other numbers besides mine and machine in the 213 area code? If so, I'd sure like to have them. And if anybody's ever calling down to my number and they'd like to shoot the shit with me in person or ask me if I'm crazy or anything like that, well, if I have my studio monitor on and once the machine hangs up, if I got the monitor on and if I'm around there, I'll be glad to talk to you. Just yell, hey, Tex, and I'll pick up the phone and talk to you. But until then, keep up the good work, Bob, and all you out there in telephone land. Goodbye.
This is Paul Mack back on side two of Observatory. Hey, Tex. Tex? Tex, buddy! Guess you're not monitoring. Speaking of the supplementary line at 701-5659, thank you, sir, for the compliment because I made the premiere tape, which can still be heard to this very second. 701-5659, call it now. Also, the party line number can be reached at area code 213-205-7980. And as far as Brian Feedback's numbers, well, I'll just have to call him because, hey, I've got his personal number. I'll get to him and ask him, and we'll have an interview over the phone, and we'll find out what's going on with this big mystery with Brian W. Feedback. And as far as plugging your numbers, Broman, I plugged it on the movie line in case you missed it at 761-3330, but no, don't acknowledge me. Fine, do what you want. Anyway, we've got lots of comments. We got a boring one from Bob213, so now's the time to go out and get your popcorn and scam some chicks. So let's scam this popsicle stand, shall we, Brody? Love it!
Wonderful.
Anita and Bob, you guys keep getting better. I want to say congratulations. Also, I want to leave a comment about Uncle Tom Bradley, the mayor of Los Angeles, third term elected. I can't understand why the city of L.A. and the citizens out here want to elect a sissy coward for mayor. Ever since the guy has been in mayor, nothing's improved. They may have done one thing well, maybe the Olympic situation last year took off, went without incident. That was because of the Los Angeles Police Department, though. And besides that, ever since Bradley was in, we've had more bums out on the street, living out on the street. They call them street people or homeless. But I call them bums. Most of them are on drugs, and they go around starting fights and a lot of other criminal activities, and the police don't even do nothing about them. They see them out there drinking and fighting all the time, and they don't even arrest them. They don't even stop them fighting. They bother honest citizens, and it just seems like the city of L.A. is a haven for criminals of all types. Drug dealers, murderers, rapists, all sorts of violent criminals. And I also heard since Bradley was in, he passed something that got rid of called Felisa
Hi, this is Rick Van Ars. It's been a while since I left a comment, so I said, hey, what the hell, let's leave a comment. Bob Hollywood, as far as you say about the smoking, you have actually asked a person smoking a cigarette to put it out, and they have responded no. Well, obviously, Bob, you don't know many people because, you know, I'm a smoker, and if somebody asked me to put out my cigarette and it was bothering them, I would do it. It's just common courtesy, and I think I would respect their feelings and go ahead and put it out. To Gypsy, I know what you mean about our government being screwed up. I think you're right. I think government should be doing a lot more to help people, you know, get by and get things right, because, you know, sometimes things just don't work out for the better way, and you do need more help. Oh, Undercover Angel, I think you should study up a little bit on your comments or whatever you say. I think you're a little mixed up when you talk. I think you should get it down, huh? Okay, thanks a lot. This has been Rick from Van Ars. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, now, that's fine. Great and dandy. Anyway, a lot of you have been wondering what the hell's going on with Brian Feedback's number, and I want to tell you all that I've got the exclusive right here on Observatory. That's right. I've got Brian Feedback's personal number, and I'm going to give him a call, and we're going to chat with Brian over the phone with a live interview. Let it be known that we're doing this on Observatory, folks. And let me just get my telephone. My secretary has it over there. Miss Finkelmeyer, bring that telephone over here. Hurry up. We're making a tape. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Bring it over here. I'll shut up. Bring me the telephone.
You have to do this. I'm trying to study.
Bring me the phone, will you?
No, don't.
Finkelmeyer, give me that phone.
I'm your girlfriend.
Not my girlfriend.
Yes,
you're my secretary.
To study.
Get
girlfriend.
Out of here. Secretary.
Girlfriend.
Secretary.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, I'll slap you. Get out of there. Go in the other room.
Asshole.
Get out of here. Can't hire good help these days. Anyway. Okay, we're going to call Brian right now. I know this guy personally.
Alrighty. Ba-ba-boo. Okay, gonna talk to the man himself and find out what's going on with, huh?
The number you have reached.
What are you talking?
245.
Wait a minute, what?
2600.
Wait a minute here.
Has been changed.
Huh?
The new number is.
Now wait a minute, this
area
is.
Area code 818.
I can't believe it.
761-3330.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute here, just a minute.
245.
Yeah, I know that part.
2600. 800.
I don't believe it.
Has been changed.
I don't believe it.
The new number is...
I don't believe it.
Area code 818-761-3330.
I don't know. I don't know what happened. That's ridiculous. Apparently Brian wasn't home and I misdialed or something, but I swear to you, I'll have this result. I'll leave a comment next week on Observatory. I'll get to the bottom of this. And now, on with this.
Hey, this is Casey Alita calling it Tuesday, April 16th. It's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, Bob, I just got through listening to your supplemental output number. Fantastic. A very refreshing change for Observatory and the phone world. Yes, keep it going, if you can, and, I don't know, I'm one to say to, slack off on the, Richie Calcom thing, but, I don't know, you made it a little funnier this time than you usually did, of course, Paul was involved, so that had something to do with it. Alright, this has been Casey, good day.
Hey, kids, what time is it?
Hey, it's Richie Calcom time! Hey, that's great.
Hello, it's Cruiser the Cruiser. What's going on? Hello, Bob. Hello, Karen, the Slut Grateful Dad, and all you other good people out there. I'd like to just say this now. Come on, you guys. We've heard enough about Ethiopia. The guy's order from Numero Uno's Colonel Sanders, Bob's Big Boy, and everybody else. They're lying, guys. They eat every day. You know, come on. Let's get off of this, okay? I got another idea, too. If they're going to sell these, all these groups are going to make all these songs about the poor, starving world. They didn't do it before during the Depression. Why are they doing it now? What's the purpose? Remember, send your Big Macs and everything else that you don't eat to Ethiopia. Box 223114. South Africa. Thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah, this is Mickey's supplemental answer for Blondemuffin's supplemental question of what is a pig iron. A pig iron is a
monkey friend, a swinging by his other end. He tried the same thing on a rail. That's how the pig got a curly tail.
Come on, Blondemuffin, get with it.
Tried the same thing on a rail. That's how the pig got a curly tail. More, more, tell us more. More, more, tell us more. More, more, tell us more.
This is the Honorable Mark Chow. I know you know. I always say, we honorably preempt this program to bring you a live remote of where Blah Blah is. Take it away, counselor.
Do you, Froggy, take this pig to be your lawful wedded wife until you die?
About gonna do it for another week of Film Listed Observatory. I want to thank you all for bearing with us to the bare end. And remember, if you didn't hear your comment played, stick around because it won't be played on the next side either. Well, I have a feeling Mr. Mac Chow wasn't far from predicting where Mr. Bob and a certain lovely young lady went to this weekend, or week, should I say. Anyway, that's, well, for him to tell you, not me. But I certainly tried to hint. Mac Chow, thank you. Everybody, thank you for sticking with us on this week's Observatory. When you're done, call the movie line 906-3000. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Well, Paul, want to thank you for making this week's tape. Want to thank you callers for calling this week's tape, and, well, I just might be around to make next week, but if I'm not, Paul or Buona, you'll both do a hell of a job, and, well, that's it, that's all. Don't forget to call the Observatory input number 716-9242, and as they say in glorious Hawaii, goodbye for now, and have an Observatory Luau, GBFN.